sweet succulent niggies. It's back. We back. The gentleman succulent boys.
I was about to do an intro.
Oh, go ahead. Then you can do that one.
All
right. I'm still keeping this one though. That still stays.
Sweet succulent niggies.
The sweetest succulents of all of the niggies. We're the sweetest.
Yeah. Okay.
It's your boy.
All right, for real though, for real though.
Wait, are we keeping this? Or?
No, that's keeping. That's
okay, yeah, sure, all right, cool.
So go ahead.
Are you going with it? All right, yeah. So should we start over?
It's your boy.
Let's start over one more time because no, it's too much editing.
What's your name?
We can just start from the beginning.
What's your name?
Sweet succulent. Sweet succulent.
Your name?
It's me, Kyle Lil.
There you go.
I'm Mark.
And you? It's Leo. It's your boy.
It's Malik from the streets. Bringing heats by your bitch and my shit.
Hey,
so.
And you gotta beat that meat.
Nope.
Whoa, she in my sheets. Oh, okay, that's.
But she in your sheets, but she's like, oh, honey, I'm too tired.
I'm too tired. To cool. I had a long day.
I just busted on the sleepy butt.
And you was just like, if you feel the blanket going up and down and you feel some draft coming in, don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
The ghost under the sheets. Just.
Speaking of ghosts.
It's that time again.
What the fuck just happened?
Segway.
Yeah, man, I got I pulled up some sweet Halloween stuff. So let's.
Oh shit!
What was that, Malik? Oh. What was that?
I don't know. I'm cracking my neck.
It must be raining outside or something. I think it's a storm.
It's not. It's actually like pretty clear outside.
That's a long moment.
That's me when I wake up, yeah.
That was like that long yawn. But yeah, because we're still in the month of October, and we're still, you know what I mean, we're going to still keep the spook duke alive, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Spook, scat on your cat.
Why is that?
Everyone got bars. Everyone's bars. This this week.
Yes.
Yeah, so y'all two are the last ones. I got to rhyme something.
Don't worry. I'll get something eventually. So, not going to happen, though, but I'll get something.
So how about we just start off with a spooky question?
What's the question?
I forgot what I just said. This question, not that I never asked it, but I know it was mentioned. Which horror movie scarred you for life? You mentioned a movie. You mentioned a shark coming into your room and trying to beat your cheeks.
No. So am I excused from this question?
I guess since I answered it for you.
Okay.
Mark, I know, said.
Yeah, we already answered this. Because it wasn't a movie
Mark,
that.
Mark said Chucky.
Yeah.
Did you ever mention a movie?
There wasn't a movie that scared me shitless.
Yeah, remember he's like the Terminator and shit? So.
It was a Terminator? You're scared of Terminator?
No, I'm saying like he's Terminator, so he's not scared of anything.
The I'll be black.
Oh man, he out of pocket. No, it just wasn't nothing that scared me. Mark said Chucky, Kalo said Jaws, and then you said
did not say Jaws.
What did you say?
Deep Blue Sea. Oh, okay, Deep Blue Sea. Yeah.
Gallows.
Jaws was cake.
Yes. Okay, so since like 75% of people. I don't think I said a movie.
You did.
What did I say?
I mean, I don't think we remember.
Oh, we remember everybody else's, not mine.
Because we're important, yo. <That's true.
laughs> I'm just the number one funniest guy.
How about this, right? Like,
okay.
It's Thanksgiving next month.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
For real. Do you want to go with a morbid question or a fun, but still kind of in the season of spookiness?
We're here to have fun.
Give me the morbid one.
Yeah.
So it's one morbid, one spook.
Morbid.
All right,
what is wrong with that? All right, let's go for it.
If you had to chop off a piece of your body, which would you choose?
Oh, shit. My tail.
You asked for this. What? What?
Yes. We find out Mark lifts up the shirt and there's this fucking nub there and it's like, hey, guy, go tail sitting on this shit.
Shit wrapped around his waist.
That's the love handles you was talking about.
But I think if I'm being serious, maybe like my pinky toe or something like that.
No.
Something useless.
Oh, it's a piece of your body.
Yeah, something useless.
Yeah, well, you expect me to like.
Goddamn loopholes.
Take off arm, like the fuck?
Shit. Yeah, loser. Body part. Like, it had
pinky
to be.
Toe.
That's not a part.
What is it?
I want a part. I want like a.
You want a limb. You want a good chunk.
You want a limb. Chunk.
I want something bigger than a pinky toe. You can't go pinky
toe. Okay.
I can go pinky toe.
My middle toe.
Bitch. I feel like this. I feel like this cop out.
My middle finger. My pinky.
That's very specific, but all right.
Nothing. I'd rather not lose a whole arm and leg. Like, why?
Oh, can you imagine, like, little body parts that, like, mean so much? Like, well, like an eyelid.
Oh, no.
Like, imagine, like, losing an eyelid or both.
Then sleep with one eye open becomes very fucking literal every night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be dry as fuck.
Nah, I was going to say an ear, but then I feel like, you know, we might think an ear's not important until you can't listen out of your right ear. So the whole time you're sitting right there, I'm like, what? What did you say?
Nah, I would never say an ear.
So, it's say like if you got your ear cut off, would you still be able to hear?
Yeah.
Because all the shit you need is
inside. Yeah.
But the thing ear, is... The ear
funnels it in.
Yeah, so yeah. The ear actually just funnels it in. The eardrum is like deeper in your
Yeah, you would still hear. Head.
Okay.
But it would be like, it would be hard. I think you wouldn't have any really... directional awareness when it comes to hearing or sounds.
It'd be like playing music on your phone rather than using headphones.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess it's a weird one.
Because, like, when, like, if you hear sounds from, like, the back of your head, like, you know, it goes around and then, you know, into your ear.
Yeah.
So if your ear's not there to do that, it would just going to go right into your eardrum.
Yeah. Would it be louder?
Maybe it would be.
I wonder.
I don't know.
I kind of want to, like, look up if anyone, like...
I wouldn't want to go through that, so I don't know.
Like, if it'll hurt?
Where did pain get...
Oh, my bad.
Where did pain get in any of this? We're talking about if you can hear it, like how it would sound if you didn't have an ear. Or, like... It would sound like that when you first lose the ear.
Yeah, there you go. That makes more sense. Yeah.
Or, like, an upper lip.
Nah, I need no. Let me tell you something.
The entire time.
Let me tell you something. You ever see, like, when people have no lips?
First of all,
that shit is torturous.
I don't think anybody's seen that.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, well, are you talking about, like, the...
I'm talking about, like, the no lips, like...
Is this Sean?
No, man.
No, not a cleft.
No. Come on, man. I wasn't trying to say it.
Just
say it.
I'm talking about, like, the like...
You're talking about just, like... Like,
like paper. White people live. Like, when well, they got no look.
When you made that motion, I'm like, oh, I know where he's going.
Yes. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I'm talking about like that. Like, I need these succulent, you know what I mean? Like,
Nicky lips. I know, I do. Like, when I watch, like, The Office or any show that has a white person in it, and I see how thin their lips are, you ever, like, try to sink in, like, your lip and then
to see how it is?
Yeah. It's weird.
I couldn't do it. Sorry.
I wonder how it feels.
I don't want to know how
thin lips.
They probably don't. Like,
they probably feel like us.
Like, you probably you ever couldn't get, like, the burn tell. Around, like, from when I was a young boy, too much. Yeah. So, like, if you had, like, thin lips, they would just be fucking red lines.
Yeah, right, pretty much. Yeah. Face. Like, two equal signs. Oh, your shit. Oh,
God. Yeah, no, I always think that, too. See, we all have pretty succulent,
Lips. Some good old yeah. Loafers.
There's some like drop, some hang time to your lip.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's how it gotta be. Malice on what?
That shit saggy.
I can suck a good amount of tools, but I got a sneeze coming. Hold on.
Oh, here it is.
Sneak in the mic. It's not gonna happen now.
In the mic.
That sneeze.
Here
we go.
That's
another thing.
What's
your
up?
Your nose. What if you lost your nose?
Oh, man.
You look like a skeleton. Or...
Well, no shit.
Why?
Or Michael Jackson.
Why? Why? Like, I just had a finger or pinky toe. Me and Mark went, like, something so
I know, but
dumb.
That's like basic shit that, like, don't matter. Like, I mean, so not imagine, that it don't matter, but...
This is the situation now. This is the question. Your hands are tied. You're hanging up on a hook. The murderer's like, I'm gonna let you free. But I gotta cut something.
He just licked his lips. Is that what
he
that was?
He gotta cut something.
Yeah, he licked his tiny little lips.
Oh,
he had the succulent jaw.
He had the thin lips. Yeah.
So, and he was like, I gotta chop something off. And if he was like pinky, then if you go for something small, he's gonna chop your dick off instead.
That's
an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
You could take a hand.
Which one?
You give your hand up?
My left, yeah.
Then you can never play video games again?
I can't get my hand up.
Yeah, you can't play guitar, you can't play video games. Did you even think this through?
I'll give up a whole leg before I give up one of my hands.
Why?
Yeah, I would give... No, because, like...
Prosthetic legs are cool.
Yeah, prosthetic legs.
I can get a prosthetic hand.
But yeah, it's not
same. Like, you can be like Captain Hook in that.
Nah, because then... Think about it. We in the year 30, 35.
You know, wait, when did we get there? Is. When the fuck did we get there? And how would you be alive?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got that. Remember, Mark was saying that the vampires and gorillas was in his dream. He was living. And remember, he was like,
vampires and volcanoes.
Yeah, I don't know where the gorilla came from.
It was the gorilla that pushed him into the volcano.
I think we established that I pushed him into the volcano.
It's a fucking gorilla from SpongeBob. Remember that episode?
Oh, my God.
With the fucking real-ass gorilla? Yeah. No, but that brings me to another question, since we were talking about, you know, noses and ears and upper lips. Okay. If you had to lose one of your senses, which sense would it be?
Oh, fuck. Smell.
But see, that's the thing, is that if you were to lose your sense of smell, wouldn't you lose your sense of taste as well?
No. Yeah, I think they're kind of linked.
Yeah, they are kind of
linked. But if we're doing the whole five senses thing, where... Let's not get all scientific with it. Then, yeah, I would lose smell.
I think I'd go for smell.
Wow. You know, you would just drink fucking milk and be like, oh, this shit fucking great. Wow. Well, no, you would taste that it's rotten. Never
I would it. Probably go, like, taste.
See, that's not, how I know you don't like food. You scarf it down so fast and you would give up your sense of taste.
You just wolf shit. Like, it don't matter how it tastes to you.
What about eating the puss? Eating that sweet put.
Eating that.
I just think, like...
That pussy.
I just think, like, I don't know.
Losing the sense of taste. That means when you suck on the ass of a cheesesteak that you like to normally do, you get all the grease down in there.
You're just going to feel grease in your mouth.
All you're going to feel is just texture in your mouth. So yeah. You can... Bust a nut in your hand and be like, and not even know
what it is. First of all, what the fuck?
You got an itch in your mouth.
What does that do with anything?
You beat up. You get what I'm saying.
No, I don't. That's what I'm asking.
Well, that one time, so me and Malik, we were, no.
Yo, he out of pocket.
Like, one of them stories. You
I know, right? Me and Malik, this one time, I was asleep, clearly. Mentally, I wasn't there.
You were sleeping.
Oh.
You remember?
Yeah. Yesterday or the day before, or one of these days this week, was like National Mental Health Day.
Was that today?
No, that was yesterday.
Fuck it. It's like, wow. That was pretty
How was your guys' mental health?
It's my mental health. The voices tell me something different every day.
Oh, so. Man.
Mark, how is
okay, all right.
Shit.
Doing that shit.
It's rocky. I'm losing my mind.
Really? That's nothing to laugh at. So, no.
Fuck this podcast.
Kalu, how's your mental health?
I've been feeling good.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10.
I've been feeling super freaking good.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, I just been out, like, just doing shit.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, he really wants that number, but I'm not going to give him that number. But I just been out, like, doing shit. So
I'm happy.
I've been feeling pretty good recently.
I'm happy.
Yeah, so I'm doing good.
I'm happy.
Fuck your number.
Okay. Mark, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll get a number out of what are you, motherfucker?
You really want this?
On a scale of 1 to 10, yes, because this is important.
Mine is probably, like, purple. It's up there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm feeling a little red.
Yeah. Or a solid breen.
Ooh, breen. I like breen.
Breen. Or
breen,
I guess
that's really nice.
11-teen, if that's a number you want to go off of.
It's actually called 11-D. So.
Oh, 11-D?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. About 11-D%.
Really? I thought it was called 1-D.
1-D?
Yeah, 1-D.
Or 12-teen?
12-teen? I don't know.
Mm. I'll figure it out. Thanks.
Wow. So this is what I got from Malik. We're going to get y'all into some therapy because...
I don't know where the fuck that question came from. That came out of left field.
Yeah, no, only because it just reminded me. Like, I forgot what we were talking about, but I was saying, like, y'all are mentally, and then it clicked. Like, it was... mentally
fucked up.
So, that's what...
Okay, I get it now.
So, speaking of the mental, I got that soul pancake, right? And so the cool thing about this book is that, you know, that it does have, like, certain categories and shit like that. And there's no, like, you know, crazy shit where it's, like, you know, fear or death category. There actually is a death category. But we're going to go right in the beginning, and it's the brain and the soul. So that's a little, it's a little spooky. It's a little spookathon. So let's go with... Oh, I gotta cough so badly. All right, first question. Y'all ready? Let me open it up with a. It's called water phone.
Yeah.
Water phone?
Yeah, I was hoping it was like.
I feel like if you would have asked me to, like, you know,
do the soundboard stuff,
like what. So in post or something, or even try to get a soundboard.
Well, the cool thing is, right?
I could have.
Is that I figured that with Malik's fart, that shit came out so clear. I figured that this just might come as clear. So, you know.
Oh, God. Oh, I hate that one. Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's like somebody washing the same dish.
With a fork.
Clean. Stop it.
With a fork, right?
No, cleaning it. So, how do you determine the truth? Wait. Well, I had extra words.
He was one they can't read.
How do you determine truth? It's the same shit.
Mark? No, man. Unless you want to...
This is open discussion.
Open discussion.
How do you determine the truth?
Determine truth. Like,
I feel like that's like what you believe in.
Like, how do you tell, like, someone's like not...
You want to dig a little deeper?
Like,
what is truth?
I feel like that's also, like, to that's something you can say, like, to each his own. Like, I feel like that's...
Well, it depends. I mean, I firmly, I don't know. When
like, that's all based off of beliefs. Truth. Like, I get it. Like, I mean, unless you just want to try to argue facts,
well,
but...
I think in the simplest term, truth is just what happened. What happened at that time, or what is it really?
But that's what I'm saying. So it's all, it's like, I guess it could be based off of belief. Like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, see, no, I think I see where you're coming from because it's like saying, you know, Jesus Christ is the truth, like, or some shit like that.
Lies.
Like, You better take that blasphemy somewhere else. No. There was mucus in that.
See, the question kind of confused me because, like, how do you determine truth? It was like, I'm thinking, like, how do you, like, do you tell if someone's, like, lying or not? So I'm like...
No, like, go ahead, Mark.
No, I was going to say, like, I feel like there's different layers to the truth. Like, yeah. I mean, you can... there's, like, the truth that's devoid of the emotional fact, like, you know, what happened and what was the events. Like, I guess if you're in terms of a situation that happened,
right.
Like, the truth is, like, what happened.
Right.
Regardless of, like, the emotions that was involved.
Right, so that's what I'm more going with. I guess when you branch it to what the truth is about, what life is and what death is and what this means and what that means.
Right.
I feel like that's more of a that's a more spiritual truth, which
right.
is still hard to determine. But I guess going off of that one where, you know, like, you know, I guess when I see, you know, how do you determine truth? It's like, you know, when you're talking to someone, like, how do you know it's truth? What are some things that... What are your methods of determining if what someone is saying is
true?
Okay, right. So yeah, that's how I saw the question.
So
eye contact is a good thing.
eye contact.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, I mean, of course, there's some people that are, like, fucking pros at it, but most of the time, like, if someone's, like, lying or whatnot, you know, they can't look you in the face. So
I agree with that, but there's also times where it's, like, you know, I guess depending on the situation, like, when you're telling the truth, like, for example, I made love to Malik. No, better example. I made love to Malik's girlfriend.
Oh,
and
shit.
I had to admit
scandal.
And I had to admit the truth to him. To be honest, it would be hard to look into his eyes.
Yeah.
Because you might fall in love with him, but at the same time, you're hurt, and you know it. You just want to. You know you're in the wrong. It's almost a way of submission, being like, "Hey, man, I dug deep inside."
I was.
She was saying my last name and all. She was like, "Arbella." Oh, whoa.
What's your last name? No, I mean, I definitely think, like,
what's one way you would be able to determine it? Like, how would you know if somebody's telling you something?
Normally, I determine some if someone never shuts up.
Mm.
So, like,
almost like rambling?
Yeah. Like, if you're like, yo, man, Mark, like, bro, like, I feel like I could bag any chick in the world, because, and then you just start rambling and you never stop talking. I feel like you're lying. Like, yeah. The eye contact is cool because I can look you in the eye and bullshit you. Mm-hmm. You know, body language. You know, they kind of try to teach you this in psychology, where it's like, use your hands when you're talking, because the hands throw people off and they make you feel like, oh man, shit, he's actually telling the truth. But the one thing they don't tell you is, if you don't shut up, like, if you just continue to talk and you just sit there and you listen to somebody, after a while, they're going to not make sense. I feel like that's the best way for me personally. Like, I just, if someone's telling the truth or not, kind of just let them, you know. And obviously, I'm not saying, like, oh, this person is ranting or this person's venting. Or you can say rant, but not, if you're venting, that's different. But, like, if you're just going off and off and off and off and on, you know what I mean? Then I'm like, all right, bro, you're not making sense. You're just talking out your ass at this point. Mm-hmm. You're just talking. You know what I mean? I feel like, for me, that's the best.
For me, mine's, I feel like it's weird. And this I started feeling this, like, almost like a few years back, like, before me and Ellie were a thing. And I would have, and this is just my way of determining it, I would just have this fucking gut-wrenching feeling. As somebody's talking to me, my stomach is like, you're like, this nigga bullshitting.
You know, like, that's bullshit, right?
Yeah, like, it would just be this weird stomach thing. And to be more specific, it's more with people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Only because, you know, I know how you guys are. I know how so many people I talk to are.
Right.
So it's like something that they do, because it could be body language. It could be what they said. It could be the rambling. It could be all that. And it's just something in my gut that'd be like, oh, this man's full something of shit.
Yeah.
So,
because the eye technique, I feel like the eye technique is easy. At least for me. Like, I can, like, if I'm lying to you, I can look you dead in your face and lie to you. Like, that's easy for
me. I'm Spider-Man.
Like,
straight at you.
Right. There you go. See?
Oh, shit.
Or, like, the body language for me, where it's like, you can kind of also hide body language.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not hard.
I've been a bullshitter for a long time, so I like talking with motion, just so that when somebody's like, he's in a lot of motion, I'm just like, well, that's just how I talk.
Right.
And I look you straight in the eye and fucking,
that's what I'm saying. Like, the eye thing was not hard for me.
People who use a lot of motion when they talk are fucking liars now.
Bro, but you'll catch them. You'll catch them rambling, and you'll be like, wait a minute. Then you just, oh, okay. And you just kind of let them just keep talking.
Just wait just 1 second here. That's, something don't add up.
Right. And that's where you can kind of be like, gotcha, bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I feel like, for me, that's what it is.
Mark, any insight on that?
I don't know. I think I'm a very trusting person, so most of the time I give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, I feel like if you're telling me something, I'm just going to believe it.
Mm.
However, I mean, there are definitely some people who are fucking horrible at hiding it, and you're just like, there's no fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for the most part, if you're telling me something, I'm going to believe it. I mean, if I know, like, other than the fact that, you know, like, say, if you're giving me new information and I know, and I have insight on that, I'm going to stick to what I know.
Right.
I'm not going to believe you right off the bat. I might look it up later. But if you're telling me something that happened, or you was bagging bitches left and right, you know, down in Maryland,
and then
I'll be like, yeah, okay, right, okay, cool. Like, yeah, like I'm not gonna doubt you.
I'm not, yeah.
But yeah, but go you, man.
So now, are you one of them people that trust until they give you a reason not to trust, or are you one of them people that don't trust until they give you a reason to trust?
I think I'm definitely the former.
So you're
trusting.
You're trusting.
Yeah.
Until they give you a reason not to trust.
Exactly. All right,
I'm the same way. Cool. I thought I was the. What about you, Leo?
Thought you were stupid.
Yeah. I thought. So are you one of the people like, if me and you just met for the first time, are you one of the people that automatically trust me until I give you a reason not to trust me, or are you one of them people that, like, no, I don't trust them until I give you a reason to trust me?
Mm. No, I trust you from the start.
You trust me from the start? Okay.
And also, I think it depends on the person, too. Because, like, because you know, you had those people that just come up to you and start talking, and you're just like, well, you ain't shit.
Well, like, no, but I'm saying, like, this but way in general, like, a formal meeting. Yeah, like, a formal meeting. I'm like,
I'm going to believe you for the most part. I mean, only because the thing is that we just met. I'm going to trust everything you say. If already by our first conversation I find out, or you know, I'm told something different, and you're fucking already lying to me, like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, right. That's like, that's the end of it. Like, I probably won't believe anything else you say.
So it's interesting. So the last question, and to dive deeper into the main question, and it's, you know, it almost links to what you said, where you'll believe, you know, whatever they say.
Right.
So the question is, does truth evolve?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So in this case, you know, with Mark's example, it's like, in some sense, yeah, because for, you know, in one way of somebody telling Mark, like, yeah, I've been bagging a whole bunch of bitches in Maryland, which in the case might have been a white lie or the truth of how they perceive it.
Right.
But then the reality of it from being told by me, because I was with that person, was, yeah, he was talking to a lot of girls, but he didn't get no numbers or left with anybody or da-da-da-da. And I think that's what, like, truth evolving is, like, you know, getting a more clear picture. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily because it's not starting off as a lie, because a lie doesn't evolve into, well, it just turns into a, well, I guess.
You could turn a lie into a truth, but that's just, again, that's just, like, kind of like reverse psychology.
Right.
You're just playing with somebody's head at that point. Like, I could be like, right now, like, yo, Mark, I lost 10 pounds without, but not doing nothing. Yo, he lost 10 pounds, but that nigga definitely at home working out like crazy. You know what I mean? Right. Like, so you can turn a lie into a truth, and then you can turn.
You're omitting facts. Omitting facts.
Yeah.
So, like, you're just omitting certain things to make the big picture seem different.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny too. This isn't in the book at all. But it's like, when it comes to, like, the truth and the lie, it's like, for me, it's just a scary thing. And the only reason why is because it's like, so I tell Ellie all the time, my bad, for those who don't know, is my wife, I'll tell her anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, it could be something that one of y'all said, yo, don't tell anybody, and I'm just like, I won't, but I will tell my wife.
But my wife will
tell her. I feel like that's expected.
I feel like if we all had, like, in that position, I think we would all do the same thing.
Yeah. And I wouldn't expect anything else. Mm-hmm.
Right. And, because, you know, it's like, because you're kind of left with that thought with that other person, and, you know, honestly, if your significant other is sitting there telling what you told, you know, to everybody else, and
well, I think actually that's I changed my thought on that. I would trust you telling Ellie because I know Ellie and I know how she is.
Right.
So if y'all had an ain't shit wife, yeah, and she run her fucking mouth, yeah, on that. Yeah, that'd be out of pocket. If I tell you something, I'm like, don't tell your dumb fucking wife. Right.
Because then you know.
Hey, no offense, that dumbass wife you got, don't tell her. I'll tell her the truth about anything and everything. The one thing I get nervous about telling her, which I end up lying about, is what I eat. And I don't know why. And I think I do. I think it's a bit of guilt, like, to know that she's like, yeah, you know, I ate fucking, like, a thing of soup. And I'm like, shit, I didn't eat nothing, babe. Like, I'm hungry as fuck. You know, like, fucking crumbling up a fucking bag of McDonald's that I had, like, a large fry and a Big Mac, and I'm, like stuffing it under my car seat. So it's like,
it's because you ate without it. That's the problem.
I think that's another thing, too. It's a lot of things that factor in. But, like, if I cheated on her, I know my guilt. Like, I would be, like, I would tell the truth about that, but I would still lie about what I ate before I cheated on her. What did you do before you cheated on me? I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, I didn't. Honestly, I was really hungry just the whole time. It wasn't enjoyable.
Yeah, so
I think it's because they'd be like, "Oh, you ate without me."
Yeah.
Oh. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay. You
ate without him.
Little nigga.
Well, you know, when I'm saying like that, like the truth and lies are like a scary thing, is because it's like, so what if you fucked up and you lied about something big? How do you come back from that? Like, how do you come back to, like, you know, not being a liar in that person's eyes?
Because that takes years of work.
I'm a firm believer in, like, everybody gets a second chance. I'm a big believer because I feel like certain situations
or anything.
I believe everyone should get a second chance.
Yeah.
Now I'm not talking third, fourth, fifth. You get two chances. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but I feel like everyone. You know, you never know who gets put in a situation where they have to make a decision.
Yeah.
And they have to turn out to be the bad guy of your story, of your life. Mm-hmm. You know? Right, so, right. I don't want to hold those type of things and being like, oh, this person, I stopped talking to this person. We're not cool no more because we stopped talking. When in reality, like, what if that person got hit with some type of, like, news or, you know, yeah, sickness or something, shit. Yeah, that they was just like, I gotta distance myself from, you know what I mean? Like, right. You just took it the wrong way because you didn't get whatever you wanted out of it or closure, whatever the case may be. So I'm a firm believer in second chances. Like, anything after that is kind of just like, you're just a dickhead, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think certain things deserve second chances. I think you can redeem yourself. I think there's some things you can come back from, but I also believe that, you know, if you fuck up really bad, I'm not going to give you a second chance.
But what's like...
Yeah, what's the extreme?
Well, really bad. The extreme thing would be cheating. I'd be like, no. Like,
see, that's... I agree.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
I agree.
Now, I know there's some people out there who are just like, well, I'll give it a second chance, and I'm going to keep a closer eye on you, but... For me, I can't, like, think, because, like, I've never, ever, I ever cheated, so.
You remember that one time?
the one time where me and Malik.
That was a couple weeks ago, we cheated.
Yeah, me and you, we was.
One stop.
Remember we were. And it was dark.
I
was
asleep. Yeah, I remember. Y'all fucked in my back seat.
Whoa. Dude, just exposed it right there. Wait a minute. Right,
was I asleep? Throw the I definitely don't remember this shit.
I remember.
Oh, yeah, I was asleep.
I was giving you all the cummies. I was writing a note on your back with it.
Yeah, you out of pocket, yo.
No, but like even the people who do like get back together after like cheating, like that trust is like gone.
That's not even a real relationship.
Yeah, like it's gone. Like,
the thought of cheating, like, terrifies me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm saying on my part, like, if I were to do it, like, I wouldn't know, like, what the fuck would I be thinking
yeah,
in the moment?
You're just in a whole shit show after that.
Like. Yeah.
Unless, because you know how they say, like, all right, so I don't know if y'all, like, so with relationships, they say there's two things, right? So if a woman cheats, I think it's like if a woman cheats, it's because mentally, emotionally, she's not in that relationship anymore. She's physically still in that relationship, but mentally and emotionally, she's gone. She's been left.
Right.
Whereas, like, which I'm not saying it justifies it, but it makes sense because the woman, you know, some people are just like, I don't know, you know, they're put in situations where it's not just easy for them to just up and bounce. You know, like certain people, like if you're living with someone or, you know, whatever the circumstance may be, you know, certain people are put in those positions. As where, like, guys are just dickheads. Like, guys, like, see, like, damn, she fine. I'm going to just go ahead and get at her.
Right.
You know?
I think I painted a pretty good picture in my head of why men do it. So it's, I compare it to the feeling of stealing something.
You know? With it.
So before you're going to steal, you see what you want. Right? And, mm-hmm. and the wonder starts to hit you. Then you're actually next to that thing that you want.
Right.
So now your heart is like pounded because you're like, oh shit, like it's right here. You know, then you have it and you're like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, I got it. Like, you don't know what the fuck to do. And then you take it, you leave with it, you got away with it. And it's like that adrenaline alone, like from stealing something, is what caused people to
cheat.
Want to steal more.
Okay.
So, but now changing stealing into cheating mm-hmm. and the item being a woman, like or I guess for maybe some women it works the same way as how men might think it.
Right.
It's a thrill.
Yeah.
It's like once you do it once and it happened. And you do it again, and in some weird way, it's like even when you got caught, but yet y'all still together, it's like, oh shit, like.
It's crazy how, like, that is such a short time, like, fix.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, at that point, it's just like you need that self control.
Yeah, it's a weird thing when guys, at least, like, the people that I've spoke to, as vulgar as it sounds, they're like, I don't know how niggas could fucking fuck the same pussy for years. That's how they always word it. The people I know.
Like, yeah, I don't know why.
And it's just like,
bro, that's. I feel like that's a grown, like, to.
It's like, there's no. Now, obviously there's different feelings, but it is it. Like, that's just what it is. So it's like.
It's, yeah, like, it's not. People make it such a big deal. When it really isn't, like, it's...
They make it seem like there's going to be that one girl out there that has a fucking, like, horizontal pussy.
Yeah, right?
That's the one that they're waiting for. Like,
this could be it.
This could
be it. Like,
ah. That shit is sideways? Oh, hold up.
Nah,
let me jump in this real quick.
That shit is not a big deal, bro. That shit is, like... And I hate when guys use, like,
yeah, if
use
you
that.
Think like that, you're a scumbag.
Like, shit.
Like, bro, like, don't I be with somebody. Shit, just be you, just... Do what you want to do if that's how you feel.
Like, right? I get the whole, like, concept of it, but it's like, bro, you nutty. I don't know. Like, that's just a cop-out excuse for me.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. I get it 100%.
The job I had before, obviously not name-dropping, but one of the guys I worked with would, like, just say it willy-nilly. Yeah, cheated on my girl, blah, 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 like, you know what I mean? Like, and it didn't matter. And, like, I'm sitting there like, oh, my God.
You did what? And he's like, yeah, that's what I said. What I said.
And it's so shocking to me because it's like, how could you do that? Why would you do that? Like,
if any of y'all niggas ever was like, I cheated on, I would be like, I can't respect you.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, I, my respect is gone for you.
I think, I don't know, some people are just... some people do just have, like, sociopathic tendencies.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't feel the guilt. And
yeah, no,
they just, they don't care.
That mm-hmm. shit, bro, like, That shit hurts. Like, yo, you were mentally, because I've been cheated on, and you just mentally will, like, yo, you could fuck somebody up mentally. Like, just like, you're just, because you feel like, you just ask yourself, you just go into this spiral of just self doubt because everything like, you thought that you was, like, damn, like, out the window.
So, like, what the fuck did I do something wrong? It was like.
So the one thing, and it's the seed that then it brings that spiral of different questions, but the seed is why?
Right.
And like the people who've cheated on me, I always wonder, like, why?
This is how I look at it. Like I said, at least for women, because women are really smart, not at it. Like, whereas, again, like, they mentally and emotionally are not invested in that relationship no more.
Right.
So they're in their minds, it's like, this shit ain't doing, like, I'm whatever, you know, like, my situation is, it sucks, you know, but, like, this relationship, I don't give a fuck about it no more. Right. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not fighting with you. You can do whatever you want. I don't care. Whereas, like, guys, they could just be happy, and then be like, I'm going to go cheat just because she slid my DM and my girlfriend ain't here.
Right.
Yeah. You know, whereas, like, it's...
And it'll be the craziest part is that I have yet to hear, like, a reasonable answer to this question. And it's, so if she cheats on you, it's cool. No, I'm gonna fuck that bitch.
Right, you crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And it's
like, that shit flips immediately, yo.
It's like you ever talk to a girl and a girl be like, you cheated on me? Let your girlfriend be like, yeah, I cheated on you and I went to go like suck another man's shmee. What? Yo guys lose that.
Yeah.
Yo,
that's enough. You can just stop.
Don't. If
just
you don't,
stop it.
That was an accidental click. It was supposed to be kill you, but that shit sounded like
guys lose their shit over that.
I feel like it's kind of like those kind of people. Those kind of guys are like, they're the ones who think of women as possessions.
Yeah,
it's like that's my girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're mine, and I can have multiple possessions.
Yeah,
but since you're mine, you can't go you off can't and nah. be with anybody else.
Yeah, so no one can kinda, take you away from me kind of shit.
Yeah,
right. It's, that shit weird for
it's
me,
It's a fucked
bro.
Up mentality.
That shit's so, yeah, it is. No, I agree. It really is. Like, I don't get how niggas can think like that. Like, I genuinely don't. Like, even, like, some women that think like that.
Yeah.
How, bro? Like, that's, I will never understand that shit.
Yeah, that shit's
bro.
All, that shit's straight backwards.
Ass backwards, bro.
Yeah. You need to take some time, look at your goddamn self.
Yeah, for sure.
And it sucks. The first time I got cheated on was with my first girlfriend. And her ex's mom passed away.
Damn.
And, you know, I was sad. Mm-hmm. I even went to the hospital.
I ain't going that far, but go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to show support. You know what I mean? It sucked.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't wish my worst enemy for their mom to die. The fuck, that's a fucked up. So,
what if they killed your mom?
They did.
Give me life.
They're gonna be in the other room. You know, I sympathize, and you know, no weird thoughts ever came to my head until like. You know, he started calling her and texting her and, like, being like, you know, I'm really sad and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, yo, don't take this weird, but he's clearly, like, using his mom to kind of reel you in.
Right.
And, yeah, that sounds fucked up. It's like.
But it's manipulative.
Yeah, the first thing she said was, oh, how dare you? That's fucking crazy. And I said, I mean, and then what do you know? So the when they had the funeral service and blah, 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 she went. I was cool with it, but I was like, yo, when you leave, like just, you know what I mean? Don't say it, don't linger too long, blah, blah, blah. They ended up having sex that day. I ended up finding out about it. She told me, and I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's exactly what it is, bro. Like, they just. That's manipulative. That's so manipulative. Like,
yeah.
oh, really? You ain't going to do... I'm just this, and I'm just so sad. I'm so low.
The fuck on my face, bro.
Nah. Yeah. That was a fuck you.
Damn, yeah. Fuck that.
I couldn't even know, bro. Like, see, that's drawn, you know? Like, my situation was, like, I found out through somebody. You know, somebody I was close to that I found out. You know, then I was like, ain't no way. You know, like, all right, I believe you, but I don't believe you. Like, I, you know, pics or it didn't happen, you know? And then I started getting pictures, and I'm like,
oh shit.
Bro.
Oh, no, I never
said, bro. So I'm thinking, yeah, right. Oh, I'm thinking, like, damn, like, how do you, you know, so, I'm a young boy, so I'm like, I don't know how to approach this.
Yeah.
You know, so then you don't want to approach it the wrong way, because if you approach it the wrong way, then that just can be trickle a bunch of other problems. So you're kind of just like, I don't know how to proceed with this, but that shit is just, it's rough, bro. Like, that's one thing that cheat. Oh, my gosh.
Damn. Yeah. The whole relationships in general, like, I'm glad I passed all that. Like, that's done. Like, you know, if I cheat, it's a serious problem. We gotta sit down and talk about that shit. We got kids. We got shit we gotta worry about. So it's like, but we don't even see that. Like,
right.
I mean, like, we watch shows where couples cheat and we're just like, I can't imagine us doing that. That's crazy. Like,
next thing you know, right? Plot twist.
hold on. Wait.
Like,
nah, I don't think there's no like logical excuse for cheating. I don't think there's any way to justify it at all.
Yeah. Like, another thing, I won't get too much into it, but the other thing left a really bad taste in my mouth, and, like, if I was still single, I would never fucking do it again. But it's, like, being with somebody and taking a break.
And that is stupid.
Sucking some shmeet, like Malik said, and riding some shmeet, and then being like, yo, I really thought about it for a long time. I coughed out that last little bit of dry cum down the room, and was like, I want to be with you again. And you're like, yeah, totally, dude.
And it's like, he didn't fuck me as well as you did. Right.
I think breaks are literally just like, all right, let's take a break so we can cheat. And then we can get back together and figure out what's going on. Nah, bro, that shit is dumb.
I wouldn't leave you to just, I don't know, just get a dick, smell it right across my nose, and then
get some new shit real quick, and then we can get back into it.
Yeah, like that's just something like I would never. And the sad part is that I experienced it twice. The second one, not so much. That one was just fucking annoying. But that's how I feel about it. That burp. Along with that second one.
Yeah.
That shit out of pocket. So before I go on to the next question, would you rather see the ghost of a stranger or of someone that you love?
Oh, no.
Give me a stranger.
A stranger?
Yeah, stranger.
I'm going to have to say a stranger.
Yeah, I'd lose my fucking mind if it was somebody I knew.
Woo, a ghost of somebody you love?
Mm-hmm. Or we're talking like full body apparition, like...
And they're like yo, he, the like, afterlife is fucking popping. Yeah,
like they there, but transparent. Like you see them standing there.
Give me a stranger.
Can I talk to them or like?
Yeah, let's fucking go crazy. I mean, okay. if we're legit seeing a ghost, and it's just like, and they're like, right back at you. Oh well, I waved by the way. And they waved right back at you. I mean, at that point, you guys are like.
Right. I'd rather do a stranger.
I would want a loved one, because what if the stranger is a fucking murderer and he's like,
what are they gonna do? Right?
Fuck is he gonna do?
What is he gonna do?
He's gonna rape you.
He's dead.
But he's dead. Yeah.
We're talking like, y'all seen Supernatural, so like you're talking like ghosts from Supernatural, like they flinging you across the room.
I've seen
the strong ass.
Oh, see, I was thinking like, yo, what's that?
Oh shit!
I was thinking like you just sit and have a sit and have a conversation with like, or you know, you just see a ghost that's a stranger. You're like, I've never seen him before. Obviously, he can't touch you or you know whatever the case may be.
Nah, we talking about ghosts.
I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll go. No, so we're talking about like, ghost. We see a ghost, and we can sit down and like talk to them.
Yeah. You can't bang them, but they can bang you.
Love one, for sure.
What the fuck?
Nah, bro.
Love one. I've lost a lot. I feel like I've lost a lot of people.
It would be a loved one for me. For it would either be for one person that I did care about, or my dog. Aww. My chihuahua, my cookie, my chihuahua.
I just don't think I'd be able to like hold it together.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if Cookie turned into a ghost and he was just like. And I was like, oh, Cookie, come here.
Nah, bro, because then I'd
be back on this table.
Bro, I couldn't, bro. I would have to do a stranger because it would have to be like.
Well, what if that loved one was telling you, like, hey, man, things are cool, dude? Like, I mean,
like, that's.
I would want to know that.
That's cool. Yeah. Like, and that's something I would want to know.
The shitty part would be if they were like. Yo, don't die, dude.
Nah. Nah, they just like, you know, I'm good.
This shit crazy.
I'm good. I'm cool. Like, you know, keep doing you. Like, dog, like, there would be so, like, I couldn't hold it together. I would be like, please don't leave. Either you don't leave or, like.
Take me with
take
you?
Take me with. No. I wouldn't
say that. Like, that's where you're about to go with
no,
that.
No, no, no. I was going to say, like, don't leave or, like, stay longer. Which is the same thing as don't leave.
Right.
But, yeah. Because yeah, like, I couldn't.
Like I said, I wouldn't be able to hold it together.
I couldn't hold it together. Like, if it was just a stranger, like, say, for example, like, oh, just for example, Bernie Mac. You know, I don't know Bernie Mac, but.
It's not really a stranger.
Yeah, it's a stranger because I don't know Bernie Mac.
Yeah, maybe.
But, like, you know, I just know.
Beyonce?
Yeah, right? But, like.
You're dead.
If it was, like, somebody that was, like, close to me that, you know, I had, like, time limit, like, you get a half an hour to talk to this person. I couldn't do it. I would just be like, yo, I'll be shot.
Yeah.
Like, I would just be like.
I just wouldn't be able to hold it together.
I would lose my shit.
I would rather spare myself of that pain.
Yeah.
When Naruto saw his mom, he said what he had to say, and he felt good about it.
Shut the fuck
minutes.
Up.
I'm kidding. And yeah, he burst out crying.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't hold it together.
Yeah. I for sure would definitely cry.
Oh,
but. I think I would want that.
See, I already did too much crying in 2019.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we got two loved ones and two strangers.
Two strangers. Yeah.
So y'all strangers are gonna ectoplasm all over every time you yawn for at least like a good couple nights.
Apparently we got some freak ass ghosts.
Yeah, right.
Y'all got the weird ones.
Some niggas that just had
the loved ones only stay around for 30 minutes. The fucking strangers
stay there
for
a days.
Lot longer. Yeah. They start paying rent.
Yeah, they at least pay rent. You at least get that while they
pay rent in your ass.
So, oh, that was funny. So, if someone you loved committed a gruesome murder, would you help them cover it up?
Man. Is this like a self-defense murder, or they were just like, fuck you.
This is on them.
Rip.
That's a gruesome murder?
Fuck.
That's a gruesome murder. I don't know if there's any.
I'm not helping you cover it up.
Implicate me now. I
don't even tell me.
I would help you guys.
Bro, if you call me like, yo, man, I just did. What are you telling me for? Real shit, like,
damn, our friendship of 20 years gets cut, like,
bro, like,
immediately.
That joke, all right, it's either that or I'm gonna be in that motherfucker like 6ix9ine singing, dog, like, yo, this
he made me do it.
Nah, for real, like, a gruesome murder,
like, you just straight up kill somebody, like,
okay, so if you're like, if you killed somebody because you are just, you just. Fucking lost it one day.
Like
I would,
like the story Malik said last show, and he got so mad that he would beat somebody with a
yeah.
fist.
So
how
if,
far did that go? You're not ready to answer that. Never mind.
No, yeah. So if you killed somebody because you were just straight up like in a rage, and I'd be like, I you gotta turn yourself in.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. I was like, it's like a self defense like kill kind of thing.
Well,
or?
No. See if. I killed somebody, like, well, if y'all, let me say it like that. If y'all killed somebody in, like, brutal rage, I would ask, like, why? Like,
yeah.
Why did you do it?
I
if it was, like.
Don't call me.
If it was, like, yo, this dude, like, I just saw him in the alleyway touching somebody I loved or something like that, and you just beat the shit out of him, and you just took it too far and you killed him.
Fuck.
I would help try and think of something. I would walk you through it. But to be like,
Damn, yeah, that means you're going down. Damn, that means if I go down, you go down with me.
If it's like, yeah, yeah, the body's right here, I'm going to be like...
Oh, you really did this shit.
If I go down, you go down with me.
Is that his fucking brain?
Why is his fucking brain out? Man.
Nah. I would advise, but I don't think I could be like...
Just come to me in person, please. What? Don't call me.
No phone call. Yeah.
Don't call me.
No phone calls.
Just come to me in person and be like, just randomly pop up. Yeah.
And
why would you call me? Are you dumb?
I'm going to leave the body where I left it or bring it with me and be like,
no, no.
You're going to help me out and you're just like,
are you dumb? So you would call.
Oh, for the phone to get
through. Yeah, dude. Come on.
Come on, dog.
I would ask for somebody else's cell phone.
Are you still stupid? Help. You think that's going to work?
Yeah, they'll be like...
They're going to be like, yo, all right, so you track... You use this drone. We're going to track... Come on, bro.
Well, I mean...
No, I would just show up to my crib.
We can be like a can and a string.
Yeah. That's cool. You still got to get here somehow, right?
Yo, take this can. I'll be back.
Hold this drone. I'll be right back. No, yeah, just show up in my crib and then explain everything and then we can go from there. Don't call me.
So
yeah,
you would help them.
In a sense, I would.
Because if you slam the door in my face, I'm throwing that body through the window.
It's either
I'm not helping you this. Goodbye.
It's either you help me cover this up, or we both going down. I'm dropping this motherfucking body. Yeah. I definitely would help.
That question depends on the situation.
It depends on the situation. Yeah,
definitely depends.
If you kill him because he fucking slapped ice cream out of your hand, hello. I'm not
helping. I don't fuck around with my ice cream. Fuck you mean?
At that point, I'd be like, well, nigga, you can go eat ice cream in jail.
Well, for Kello was like, my germs.
Yeah.
Kello, my germs. Blackout.
Kello's like, my germs. Heat in court. He wake up in court like,
yeah, that's the fuck going on. That's the next thing I remember.
My germs.
You are found guilty. What the fuck happened?
When I get here. Nah.
So the last one until we get on to the next question is going to be, if you were trapped on an island, would you rather resort to cannibalism or starve or just die of starvation?
Resort to cannibalism.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Damn, I really thought this was going to be like a thought.
Nah. Why would you die of starvation?
You'd be surprised how fucked up a human mind can get when it's just been starved.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Shit.
Bro, I was watching the show, the island.
Island, yeah, on Netflix.
And it's a point where like it's actually the show.
Spoilers.
Show is actually good, yeah. If you didn't watch it, it's a good show. But it's
it's like the fine print on commercials. Like yeah, this show relieve your headache. You also might die, man.
So yeah, it's like it's a point where the girl she's like sitting there, she's like waking up. And these two people are there, and they're like, all right, cool, you know, whatever. Well, let's backtrack. She wakes up, there's a bowl of soup in front of her, and there's a drone on there, it's chicken noodle soup. And she's like, chicken noodle soup? Yeah! And she kills it. Yo, she kills chicken noodle soup. Yeah, she's not that happy, but she's like, I'm hungry, it's chicken noodle soup. So then she's like, all right, she eats it, and she's like, she goes to sleep. So then she wakes back up, and there's two people in front of her, two people that are pretty badass. They call themselves Bonnie and Clyde. They're in front of her, and they're like, oh, you know, yada, yada. Like, we told you not to leave the island. Why'd you leave? And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Just give me another chance. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to give you another chance. You got to get off this island. It's a cannibal on this island. She's like, it's a cannibal? And they're like, yep, you got to find a way off this island. You got here, you can get off. And they're walking away, and they're like, oh, by the way, there ain't no chickens on this island. So she's like, what? So mind you, she has this sign that says chicken noodle soup. So she's like, the fuck did I just eat? So she's looking around, and she looks at her left hand. And her hand, all her fingers are gone. It's just the hand. And she's like, you know they do that screaming shit. Yeah, but... The cannibal boy cut her hands up, made chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, by the way, there's no chickens on silence.
Yeah, she was like, I don't know why I told that. I don't remember the question.
Would you resort to cannibalism?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, yeah.
All right, so four of us on an island,
Who's going first?
Nah, would, yeah.
No, yeah?
Leah.
Fuck you. I don't know. I would go with the less, the whoever is not funny.
What?
You would go with whoever. Because I would, because while we're eating, we have a good laugh. Like, that's, oh my yo, God. The thing good as
shit, yo. I think just Leo has the most stuff to go around.
You'd probably go first.
Hold on now.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got a Captain Malik's weight and height.
What the?
I'm a short. And I'm a schmedium.
Nah, you a schmedium.
You got that slink. Chunk. What, yeah. You got that chunk on you.
What chicken wing you like? You like would you like a chicken wing that's long and it got like just a little meat on it, or you want like a?
Why we had to do chicken? We could have said a drumstick.
You ever seen a drumstick? He's a perfect drumstick. Yeah, you know, exactly. Drumsticks are top heavy, good drumsticks. Skinny at the bottom. Yeah. That's
but
you.
But nobody knows that.
Those are the ones you got to like grab, just like.
Yeah,
just
right.
If anything, I'm thin on top and I'm thick at the bottom.
That is you the complete opposite. You'd go first, yo. If it was us on the island, you go first.
That's really fucking. Yeah, so you second then. Who's second? Fuck you. Who's second?
Who is second? That, say that.
Probably the weakest link out of all of us. So
who's the weakest? So you take the strongest player and then you go with
the weakest. You're not the strongest player. You're just the we would survive longer eating your big ass, right? So that would just be easier for us. And then we, between us three, it would just be like.
I think at that point, it's kind of. I think at that point, it'd be like a brotherly thing.
Between us three. Yeah. Oh yeah, shit. Yeah, yeah. That shit.
That's true.
That should be like. That should be like. There, we are brothers.
We are brothers.
Mark, you looking tasty over there, bro.
There is one unbrother here.
Me and Leo will team up and get.
No, he would team up with Leo. I'm gonna clump one of these niggas in the back of the head.
No. Wait.
Pussy.
Who got the worst eyesight out of all of us?
Malik, blind ass.
I do.
We all wear
glasses. This nigga had glasses.
Wait, I all had glasses while in the womb. But I'm like,
wait, what does eyesight have to do anything? Yeah.
Because, like, you know, all we gotta do is take away your glasses. And at the end of the day, you are not.
Oh, shit.
How are you gonna fight us off?
That's true.
How are you gonna fight us off?
Like, you know what? Now since he knows that, like, he gonna attack before while we sleep.
He gonna be like, on a desert island, we're gonna be like, yo, let's get Kyle's glasses. And then like he's just gonna fucking like turn his head around. And he's gonna have like that strap.
Yeah,
and turn back on and be like. I prepared for this
party. You thought wrong.
A tight ass strap with losing circulation at the top of your head.
For Malik, it'd be hard. We gotta pluck all that bullshit that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, you guys had to beat me in a fight first.
I'm plucking you. I'm gonna beam you with something.
You have a rock. Fuck that.
I mean, yo, Malik, you see them flowers?
I'm gonna be bam bam on your ass. Kung, kung, kung.
Hey, see that coconut? Get that coconut.
That shit gonna be like, I'll be hit y'all with the Philly Joe and mink, 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 mink. I had anybody like, mink, 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 mink.
Oh, man.
No, I definitely do cannibalism. I wouldn't starve. I wouldn't starve at all. If it's other niggas on the island, that's easy.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Easy say,
that's
easy picking.
Yeah, if it's us four. And some other strangers.
Oh, they squatting up.
Oh, we all know.
Yeah, we have a buffet.
Squatting up. Yeah,
hell yeah. Easy.
Until we realized that right behind the trees was like a whole town and a Burger King. We just resulted to cannibalism.
Somebody just walked over there like collecting seashells and you just see us just fucking chowing down on something. Like.
All right, let's get to our next deep diving question.
Mm-hmm.
And the one I wanted to ask is, when have you felt like you had no free will?
I don't know.
When have I felt that I have no free will?
Will.
Yes, sir. No free will at all. Boy.
Yeah, boy.
Man, interest you in the story of my entire childhood.
Oh, shit. Mom going to hit it and be like, oh, really, nigga?
Oh, really?
Let me show you something.
I'll show you free will.
Well, for me, I know in the workplace before, there were times where I felt like I couldn't do what I wanted to do. And I know it sounds a bit like immature and not professional, but like a lot of times it was like, I'm the type of person I feel as though that if I do what I'm supposed to do,
it doesn't matter how you do it.
No, if I do what I'm supposed to do, then I could fucking I can go to the bathroom and masturbate or something. Not to that extent. But what I'm saying is that I just feel like I can do whatever I want. At the one company that at this, you know, at the one company that you all know that I work for, that, you know, that
thing, yeah.
You know, I did what I had to do all the fucking time, but then God forbid I went on like some site to look at like funny dog pictures.
Right.
And I was like, no. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, that's a small thing of free will. I mean, there's probably plenty of times where like even being young, like, I don't want to say there was never a time where I felt like being, a handsome, succulent Latino man ever stopped me from doing anything.
What the fuck?
But I remember there was like when I was very young, like one of my aunts would like look at me in like the most fucked up way because I didn't understand what anybody was talking about. I didn't understand Spanish at all. So I was just sitting there like.
And then they can give you one of those looks like you're not a real Puerto Rican because you don't know Spanish.
Yeah, and that doesn't really have to do with like free will, but it just kind of feels like, you know, you couldn't really do what you wanted to do because you felt like you know, that person didn't include you in that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
No, but I hate that though. Like like for like Puerto Ricans that don't know Spanish, like there's only one reason that you wouldn't know Spanish, you wasn't taught. So yeah, it's like, right. It's not your fault. Like,
right.
It's
like, you were born Puerto Rican. You should be.
Yeah, like you should just automatically know. It's like, well, maybe you taught me to speak fucking Spanish. I know Spanish.
Really? No time where you just felt where you had no free will.
I mean, I think the better half of this year kind of felt like it. I felt like, I felt like I had no free will. I felt really drony. Like, I just felt like, you know, I fell into the same routine.
Mm-hmm.
Work, go home, gym, and it just felt like a very droning routine where it's just like, I'm not really.
Like you felt like a zombie.
Yeah,
like
you just don't. Yeah,
it was very zombie-like.
No, yeah, I definitely agree with that 100%. Like, you just get so wrapped up in the shit that you do normally, like that you just go on autopilot, and it's like.
Yeah. That's
like you don't even think about what you have to do. It's kind of like you just get up, go through your day.
It's habit.
Nothing. Easy. Go to sleep. Wake up.
Right.
Repeat. Exactly. Like it's. It's not good at all. Like,
yeah, that's a shitty feeling.
That's how it was for me last year. A lot last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
I didn't really get out that rut until honestly, like February, like the end of February.
Like this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think this year I've been pretty good with it. That was kind of like my New Year resolution for 2019. Was just like try like new shit, and it's been going well for me so far. So
I think that
breaking out of routines, trying new things,
yeah.
Saying yes to shit I don't usually do.
Yeah,
right.
Like I know they made that a funny movie. Like you can learn a lot of shit if you just start saying yes to shit. Like.
Yeah.
It's actually a really good practice. Like
that
obviously it's not no extreme shit like hey you want to jump these kids, these elementary school kids like fuck yes.
I said that before like with the street that we all grew up on.
Mm-hmm.
Excluding Mark, but technically he was part of that block cuz right. He always came in your butt.
When he said it, I was like he's going to say something
else. Here it is.
And, you know, I always used to say, like, you know, that block was, like, there was, like, a spell. Like, we just couldn't leave it. Like, everything I did always brought me back to it or just revolved around it until, you know, Bobby, which was a good friend, is a good friend of ours, offered me to, you know, a job to work with him in the city. And just saying yes to that opened doors to a whole bunch of shit. And then I said yes to 100 other things. One of them being, we went up, I think it's called the Sears Tower. I don't know what the fuck it's called. But it's this apartment complex building in the city. Tall as shit. And we, like, slid under the gates and got, like, roof access. And, like, looking down at the city. Like, that was fucking crazy, man. That was an eye-opener. Until somebody caught us. And then... To get out of that situation, we had to pretend to be gay. We didn't kiss or anything, but we just made it seem like we were a couple.
Right. No, that block we grew up on definitely. But you know what it was? It's because everything was there for us.
It was?
Mm-hmm. You know, so like it was like everything was there, was accessible. It wasn't like we had to go out of our way. Like, even Mark, like it wasn't like.
We
didn't have to go out of our way to do anything.
I don't want to say. I'll probably use that word anyway. It was a sheltered life.
Yeah.
It's a very, like everything you needed was under that roof, you know,
right.
Or like a block away. Mm-hmm. So it's like.
So it just was like, you know, once now everyone's gone, it's just like everyone has now a fresh. Mindset to do something different mm-hmm. and like want to try shit.
Like I feel like I'm catching up on like so much shit.
Yeah, that you're
I
catching done. Up on life. Right?
Yeah, like I'm catching up on like so much like stuff I could have learned and done like 5 or so years ago.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, and it's funny too because you know now that I'm thinking more about free will, like I even think about I think I've been in what like maybe 3 toxic relationships, one worse than the other one. But the serious one I had before the one I'm currently in,
mm-hmm.
that, now that I think about it, man, I had no free will. And it wasn't like, you know, like, I couldn't, no, yeah, yeah, I really didn't. I couldn't, not that I couldn't hang out with you guys because she didn't like you guys, but she felt weird. It's like those posts that you see on Facebook where it's like, what she thinks you're doing with the boys, but what you're really doing.
Yeah.
It's like the bull putting like toilet paper on the fan or playing Smash Brothers with the boys.
Yeah.
Like, so, and I remember there were times where we'd be at Xander's house and I'd be like, hold on guys, hold on. And I would run, I would leave his house and be like, I don't know. And pretend I was sleeping. Just to be like, yeah, no, I'm sleeping, blah, blah, blah. And then hang out with her because I didn't want to tell her that I was with y'all late at night.
I think everybody that I'm either messed with or been in a relationship with, like, I think I've had free will. I just lose out to, like, a baby dad or an ex.
Mm-hmm.
Which pisses me off. Which pisses me the fuck off because I'm like, 2 seconds away.
That's like you was fighting the Dark Souls boss. Yeah. All armored
all
up.
All the time.
And is that one naked-ass bull with a dagger and he's like, swing and then kills the boss. And you're just like, how the fuck
you do that? And then kills you.
Yeah, right. But I think I've always had free will and all of that.
If you're in a relationship where you feel like you can't do shit because it's like you're
be
significant
you.
Other, like if you're like locked into like
yeah,
being able to do stuff, like you should not be in that situation at all.
I hate the relationships where it's like. The guy and the girl, like, or whatever, is just like, delete all your social media. Now we in a relationship. You can't do this. All your friends, like, yo, it's just like a bunch. It's 1,000 rules
mm-hmm.
to just bind you down to doing nothing. Like, no, be open. Be you. Be, you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't have to take all that shit away.
That's true.
For a relationship. Now, if you say. You know what? We in a relationship. I'm going to delete all my shit. That's different because it's you making that choice. But if somebody's trying to make that choice for you, like, no. Fuck no.
Yeah, if you can't be yourself, then what's the point?
What's the point, right?
Like, that's pretty much what we're looking for. You know, somebody accepts us for being who we are.
Right.
Inside.
The point of having free will.
Just mm-hmm. because.
Just because.
Just because. I love you.
That was Pikachu. You talked. So, before we get to our closing thoughts.
Yes.
All right. We don't have to put too much explanation. This is just one last fun question. Mm-hmm. You know, we dug into a deep thought one last time. We'll get back to it next week. But this is just a simple answer. What's the most disturbing song someone could play while having sex?
Down with the Sickness.
That's a good one. And so, you have to include the...
The interlude? That part? Yeah, definitely, yeah. The full explicit...
Them goths with the platform boots, they love that shit.
They love that.
The monster part.
No, mommy! Don't do it again! I'll be a good boy! Well, I guess it could be disturbing depending on what you into. Yeah, but, right? You know, yeah.
That's the part that they're probably like...
Oh, fuck.
You know what song I think is? That, I hate that damn song. That,
Okay. I didn't know what you were going for. I hate that
song so much, dog. I hate that. That's it for me. That's it for me.
That would be, yeah, that's pretty disturbing. I think an obvious one would be, Because the bed will kind of like synchronize with it.
I don't, for me, I think it'd be any Evanescence song.
God damn. No,
Bring Me to Life.
That should be lit. What do you mean?
Yeah. Oh, man. That's just...
Bring Me to Life?
I'm going to wake you up inside.
I don't know. Like, every time I listen to that song, it's just like... It's kind of cringy.
If you would have said, like, some
of... Now it is.
Yeah, but now it is.
Back when it came out, that shit was...
Remember when Goofy killed it?
Oh, I do remember the Goofy cover. Now, that's disturbing. Put on the Goofy cover, bring me to life. Wake me up.
With my mic.
I still can't.
What was that again? It's
Twitter, bro. It's like Mickey selling Goofy. They're like, Mickey's like, what's up? Like, give me back my friends, or I got my friend here, Goofy, to beat you or hit you. He's like, hit me. With what? With my money. Bro, that shit is so funny.
Or you about to say something, Mark?
Yeah, I still can't believe that the guy who did the Bring Me to Life Goofy cover.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't believe that he's Flack from Borderlands 3. It's
really
fucking like mind blowing.
Holy shit! See, that's how you get a voice acting career.
That's
so
shit.
Turns out he does. He has like a very extensive voice acting repertoire.
He mm-hmm. did that video of the the villains or something like that.
Yeah,
I forgot how that video went, but it was a funny video.
Yeah,
the Goofy thing reminded me of the Winnie the Pooh. was the Winnie the Pooh John, and he was like, them bees.
Oh, that
was during the dummy thick meme.
Yeah, time. It was like, I keep waking up. Because the slap of my
teeth. Alerts the bees.
And he was like, I'm trying to get this honey. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I can't remember.
I'm trying to get the honey.
He was like,
but I'm dummy thick. But I'm dummy thick.
And the clap of my ass.
Alerts
the
bees.
The bees.
The bees.
Oh, my God. That shit was so funny.
Dummy thick. Oh, that's a good closing thought.
That shit was funny.
I like that.
Being dummy thick. Being a dummy thick ghost.
Moral of the story. Always be dummy thick.
So what if you saw a ghost go by and she was dummy thick? Could touch that ghost.
My business.
You're not gonna slap them ghost punching?
Nope.
You just invited a whole spirit into your crib doing that shit. Nope.
What if she pay rent?
Fuck she's paying rent. She won't be paying rent at this house.
At that point, fuck the rent.
Yeah.
You get free puss and she pays your rent.
She won't, not at this house.
You're not gonna smash your ghost?
No. I'm not having this conversation with you.
But this has been another episode of The Gentleman's Lobby. Yep. You know, it was part spooky, part insightful. So that's new.
No. Yep. Because we don't want it to end.
I got pee.
This is Khalil.
It's been Mark.
It's Malik.
Oh, she's all no, close to the mic.
Fuck that.
She's like, hush little baby.
That, stop that. Stop that immediately.
It's Leo. Yeah, this is a shitty.
Oh, God.
It's very bad. All right, so let's shut the door. That's opening a door. All right.
Stop it.
That's bad. Bye. That's a long door.